ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम दिस मॉर्निंग, 8th canto, 16th chapter, text 22. Shri Aditya Vacha Kenaham Vidina Brahman Upasthasya Jagatpatim Yatame Satya Sankalpa Vidadyatsa Manuratam. Shri Aditya Vacha. Srimati Aditi began to pray. Kena, by which, aham, I, vidhina, by regulative principles, Brahman, O Brahmana, upasthasya, can please, Jagatpatim, the Lord of the Universe, Jagannath, Yatha, by which, me, my, Satya Sankalpa, desire may actually be fulfilled. Vidadyat, may fulfill. Saha, he, the Supreme Lord. Manoratam, ambitions or desires. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that He will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Purport. It is said, man proposes, God disposes. Thus a person may desire many things, but unless these desires are fulfilled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be fulfilled. Fulfillment of desire is called Satya Sankalpa. Here, the word Satya Sankalpa is very important. Aditi placed herself at the mercy of her husband so that he would give her directions by which to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that all her desires would be fulfilled. A disciple must first decide that he should worship the Supreme Lord, and then the spiritual master will give the disciple correct directions. One cannot dictate to the spiritual master, just as a patient cannot demand that his physician prescribe a certain type of medicine. Here is the beginning of worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Chaturvidha pachante imam jana sukritino chuna arto chikyasu artati jnani cha paratarshaba. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Aditi was Artha, a person in distress. She was very much aggrieved because her sons, the demigods, were bereft of everything. Thus she wanted to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the direction of her husband, Kashyapa Muni. Shri Aditya Ruvacha, Kenaham Vidhina Brahman Upasthasya Jagatpatim Yatame Satya Sankalpo Vidadyatsa Manoratam. Srimati Aditi said, O Brahmana, tell me the regulative principles by which I worship the Supreme Master of the world, so that he will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. Om agyatimaranyasya gnanchana salakyam chakshurnitam yena tasma shikarve namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svavadantikam. Vanchakalpa drubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Gaudataya Pushpavanto Chitta Shanto Tamonatao. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nastapreshu abhatreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shlokhe bhakti bhavati nashtiki. Mukham karoti vachalam pankum langayati krim yat kripatam mahamvandhe shi gurum dinatara. So here at this stage, Aditi, she is the mother of the demigods, Indra, living in Svarga, Loka, heavenly planets, everything fine, and thinks everything there is the ideal. Many desire to attain Svarga, Loka, heavenly planets, because there's a lot of enjoyment. Demigods are also known as Amara, immortals. There's a lot of enjoyment. Nice sense gratification. So there are many people who have desire to attain heavenly planets to get some better comfort than here in the earthly realm. So there's almost no distress, but there's sometimes also distress because of some offense or deviation on the side of Indra or a certain demigod, who are sons of Aditi, and they commit an offense to a sage or to guru even. Like Brihaspati is guru of Indradev and the demigods. So if one offends a brahmana or a sage or guru, then as we discussed last time, then there's a reaction. Guru will not show mercy, will not give attention, because you don't give attention, guru also don't give attention. Of course, externally not giving attention, guru is always ready to bestow mercy and benediction to everyone, not to speak of a disciple. So, but if purposefully or in ignorance or because of too much passion, Indradev sometimes gets in that situation, one becomes a little puffed up or proud and not taking care. If a respectable person enters or appears before you, then that person leaves the place or ignores you and then you feel miserable. So in this way, Indra, he lost his position as a king of heaven, of heavenly enjoyment. He had to hide. He had to hide himself out of fear of the attack of the demon Asuras. Because Asuras, they became very strong, they became very powerful, because they pleased their guru, the Brahmanas, Shukracharya. So they got very much power, tejas, so they could conquer even heavenly planets. And as we heard, Bali Maharaj became the king of heaven, although he came from lower plant resistance. He was Asura, he is son of Diti, the mother of the Asuras. Therefore, the sons of the Diti, they're called Daityas. And those who are sons of Aditya, they're called Adityas or Adityas. So these Diti and Aditi followers or descendants, they're always in friction with each other, although they come from the same family. They don't go together. It's like day and night. There were two different wives of Kashyapa Muni, and but their descendants had completely different mentality. Some they were godly minded. Aditi's sons, the godly minded, and those who are Diti's sons, they're mostly not godly minded, atheistic or materialistic, only thinking about their own enjoyment and powers. Ishvara Ahambogi, as described in the Gita, 16th chapter. They like to control, not control themselves so much, but controlling the world or others and get material enjoyment and benefits, bogi. So although Bali Maharaj, he was actually an asura, he also had a devotional side. Everyone actually has a devotional side, because we're all devotional by nature. That's our program. As we know, it's in the soul, but we forgot due to contact with material nature. So we have this devotion. It's only a question of with whom we associate. If we associate with Asura principles, we develop this kind of quality. And if we also associate with godly principles, we accept this kind of quality. So it's important with whom we associate. So the Sangha, is very important. So therefore the godly minded, they mostly only like to associate with godly minded people and personalities, and those who are not godly minded, they're associating with those who are like them. Birds with the same feather flock together, that's the saying. So Bali, he was devotional, but because he was the king of the demons, of Asuras, so he became, at that point, still very much against the demigods and fighted against them. And he got the position of Indra. So Indra had to hide himself. And he became the king Bali. Although it's not possible normally that a demon can become Indradev. Because one can only become an Indradev after many, many lifetimes of pious activities and karma. One has to be qualified and be empowered by the Lord. But some, they like to get empowered without qualification. They want to attain a position. Maybe temporary, that's possible, but it's not fitting in the plan of the Lord. So the Lord already has a plan and a lila, how to get rid of that person who artificially or out of false ego wanted to conquer a certain position or realm in the world. But it's only a question of time. Of course, for the people who are in the present time, they're always in anxiety about the persons who try to possess you and to influence you. They're very scared, you know. And many those who are atheistic, they want to find out a solution, how to get rid of this person and that person, who are not actually welfaring and beneficial for our life. So how we get rid of him? How we get rid of this party? So they tried in materialistic way, on mental way, manoratena. They're on the riding on the chariot of the mind, try to conquer, or try to get rid of a person and attack. It's not always the best way. It's the fourth of the Kshatriya principle, the danda. First one tries to make some compromise or some sharing, giving some bribe, giving a part of something what he likes, try to make peace somehow. Flatter him, tell nice words about him. But if that all is not working, then the last one is danda. It's punishment. That's the king's duty. But not everyone can do danda, because one has to need the power to do danda, to give punishment. So that only an empowered person can give danda, to get rid of somebody who is not wanted. But to speak of a woman, although that nowadays is very popular, they become very strong, very powerful, even weapons and fighting and that's a program propagated, you know, that the woman become like man or even better. It's always this competition also between man and woman. The woman wants to become now equal and ultimately even better. And show that she has also the powers and the strength. But that's actually not the original nature. The original nature of woman is not to control, is not to use danda. Therefore she needs husband. Husband who is qualified, who is strong in his discipline, in his vidhi. Vidhi means following in rules and regulations. It's very, very important that the husband follows rules and regulations so that the wife can look upon him and respect. If the husband only wants to enjoy and exploit the woman, the wife, you are my servant now, I'm the God for you, so you have to give me this and supply this and that, then this is a problem. Therefore so many divorces, so many fights in the family all the time. So the husband has to be ideal as much as possible in this material world. He has to follow Guru. He has to follow the scriptures. And if he follows the scriptures and follows Guru, then the wife will also follow. So he cannot control the wife and command her, do this and do that, if you are not following. Diti, in this case here now, she had a very strong husband, Kashyapa Muni. He was a sage. He's a son of Brahma. He was very powerful and very disciplined. He was a Brahmana. So Brahmana is very strict. Very strict. They like peace. They don't want to fight. They don't want to go on for position. So therefore they like to live in a kutir, in a solitary place, do their bhajan, do their sandhyas, doing their prayers and worship every day, constantly, steadily. They're doing this. Therefore they become very strong. Their tejas becomes very strong. They become very determined. They're determined. And their desire is only to fix the mind on the transcendence, on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's always so absorbed. The wife, of course, because she has a tendency for family, for shelter, giving protection, care for her dependents, because she is the guru. The wife is the guru of the children, like Kunti. Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi, when Pandu died, unfortunately, she became practically the mother and father and the god and guru for the Pandavas. They worshipped her every day. Although they have five powerful sons, Yudhishthir, headed by Yudhishthir, very powerful. Every day when they saw their mother and whenever they came to her, they offered obeisances to her. They greeted her and they accepted everything what she wanted. So they were very powerful. They were, but they respected the mother. Mother was supreme for them. They only wanted to please her. Therefore, when Arjuna won a Draupadi in the Svayamvara, they came to Kunti, to the hut. They were living in the potter's house. They were actually living incognito. That was after burning the shellac, house of shellac, or lac, the lac house in, how's it called, the city? Lakshagrah. Anyway, Varanavat. Varanavat. They were living there, and but they could escape by arrangement of the Supreme Lord, and Vidura was very saintly and very sympathetic and supportive to the Pandavas. He was great, he's a great devotee. So they came ultimately by advice of Vyasadev to the place and of a sage who came to Ekka Chakra, where they were living incognito for some time in the house of a Brahmana. So they came to know that there's a Svayamvara of King Drupad in Kampilya, in the city of Kampilya. And Drupad is looking, he made a target and a challenge that only Arjuna could succeed. Because Drupad became very sympathetic to Arjuna. So he was. He thought, only Arjuna I want to have as my son-in-law, nobody else. Although he was considered practically dead. Officially, externally, he was dead. Only Krishna and a few others, Vidura, of course, he knew that Arjuna is not, and the Pandavas are not dead. So they came to the city of Kampilya, and Arjuna, he won, he shot the target, the fish, fixed in the ceiling, but only he could. Everyone else, they could not succeed. So he got the hand of Draupadi. So he would actually be the husband of Draupadi. But then they all came home to the mother, who stayed in Potter's house, and they told her, "Just see, mother, what kind of alms we had brought today." Because they every day went out collecting for alms. They were disguised as brahmanas, as brahmacharis. So just see what kind of alms we got today. And then Kunti told, "Whatever alm you have and collected, you should share it with each other. You should share it." So, but when she saw there was Draupadi, that most beautiful lady, who was like a goddess of fortune, then she was surprised and said, "Oh, how is it possible? Not possible. From our standard, woman cannot have five husbands. Husband can have five women or more if he can take care for them. But a woman cannot have five husbands. That's not possible." She thought, and everyone thought, this is not. And the Pandavas were also surprised. "Oh, what kind of instruction our mother has given us." And they even thought, "Oh, actually, we can counteract this." They figured out that actually Arjuna won her, so he should marry her only. No, we can wait. No. But then Yudhisthira was also thought, I'm the oldest, so I should be married first. No? And then the next, and then the next. No? So there was a little dilemma amongst them. But then they decided, whatever mother tells, whatever the mother has told, it's the law. It's God's words. It's God's desire. So strict they were accepting authority, especially Yudhisthira Maharaj. He was so much dedicated to the worship and to the giving respect to the Guru Varga. Guru Varga means the senior. Senior personalities, like the Guru, the father, the mother, the grandfather, the grandsire, Bhishma Dev, although they did so many unrighteous things against them, against the Pandavas. They did so many unrighteous things, so many intrigues, and it was tolerated by all the superiors, the Guru Vargas, who were worshipable by the Pandavas. But they didn't do anything against them, because they had so much respect to them.
They never dared, you know, to speak a bad word against the Guru Varga, against a more senior, respectable personality, like mother, father, and so on. Because they accepted them as God's will, God's power. So whatever they command, whatever they desire, they followed. This is surrender. They think, oh, I want to surrender to Krishna. How we can surrender to Krishna without following first Guru Varga? That what represents Krishna. So we have to learn how to worship and respect that what represents Krishna. What is dear to Krishna, what represents Krishna's power. So there are certain personalities who are worshipable for us. So we have to respect. Coming back to Aditi. Aditi, because she was the mother of the demigods, and Indra and so on, they were her sons. So naturally she was very much attached to them. She was protective to them. She was always protective for them, although they were demigods. She was protective. She was well-wishing all the time. Guru Varga means well-wishing all the time. Even if some nonsense is there. It's well-wishing. And if a Guru Varga becomes non-well-wisher, the dependent, the junior, still give respect. Even if not well-wishing, like in the Pandavas case. But Aditi, she was very sorry. She was very depressed. She was very unhappy because she could not do anything from her woman or mother's side, woman nature. She could not go taking arms now and ask find out where Indra left some Indra weapon, you know, some Astra, to fight now against these demons. You know, she didn't took the arms herself to go out and war with the demons. So she approached her only shelter. What is her only shelter? Husband. That many women forget nowadays, you know. The husband is the shelter. And if we are taking shelter in the husband, who is fixed on the absolute truth, who is not fallen, then we can get, then the woman or the wife can become benefited. She can become benefited. So she had very faith in her husband, because her husband was a powerful sage. He was fixed on the absolute truth. He was fixed in his prayers and mantras. She had faith. You can help me. Please tell me, how can I worship the Lord? How can I give me a sadhana, a vidhi? Give me a program full program of rules and regulations and mantras that I should chant so that I can fulfill my desire. This is called Satya Sankalpa. And Prabhupada, in the Purport, he mentions, before we have a desire, we have to know for what we have a desire. Therefore, we have to fix the desire on the Lord, connected with the Lord. This is a Satya Sankalpa. Because the Lord can fulfill all desires. Problem, materialist, they want to have a Satya Sankalpa without the Lord. Even the yogis, there's a Satya Sankalpa. Whatever they desire, by mystical power, their desire is immediately fulfilled. It's manifested because of their mental control. But devotee don't do that kind of tantric process. They're not inclined because they only have faith in the power and in the will and desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they only pray to Him. And this prayer or this desire or this determination that we are taking to please the Supreme Lord, to pacify Him, to get His mercy and His empowerment, or that He will arrange something,
This is Satya Sankalpa. This is devotional. This is the favorable Satya Sankalpa in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Kashyapa Muni, he saw that his wife was serious. Although he was peaceful, he was not agitated by the situation because he was a sage. He knew there's a good time, there's bad time. We are in the material world, even in heavenly planets. That's the law. Sometimes we are in good and sometimes in bad times. So we have to tolerate. So that's Brahmana. But woman cannot tolerate sometimes. She is too passionate, especially if it's concerned about family and her dear sons and daughters and grandsons and grandchildren. She cannot tolerate if the kingdom or the home of their children is disturbed. She cannot feel happy and peaceful. Therefore, in this anxiety, here Aditi approaches her husband to help her. Because husband means well-wisher to his wife and also, of course, to the sons and children and whatever their job is. And he will find a solution. So she was open for that. Whatever program, whatever vidhi, vaidhi bhakti or process you give me, I will accept. And I'm determined now. I have full desire, I have full determination to do that program. Although women's normally not very good in tapasya and in a steady spiritual program. But she says, now I determine for that because for the sake of my sons, for the sake of the sons' business, you know, I want to see them happy. So that is that was Aditi's determination. And ultimately, she became blessed by her husband, who was like her guru, who gave her mantra and procedure so that she could get this her desire fulfilled and attain a son who is representing the Lord's power, Vamanadev, the avatar. He came as her son, as the 12th son. Aditi has 11 sons, but she is known as, there are 12 Adityas, and 12 Aditis. The 12th one is Vamanadev, Upendra, the younger brother of Indra, is Vamanadev. So he came as a trick avatar to trick Bali and the demons, to trick them to voluntarily surrender everything what they have by promising asking for 3 steps of land. So this way Aditi's desire became fulfilled, and because the Lord was pleased with her, following a standard program, not a speculative program, not a Mano Ratena program, but a program given by authority, by Kashyapa Muni. And Kashyapa Muni didn't invent a program or a sadhana or a process or a mantra. He accepted because he got process from Brahma. And therefore it was accepted by the Lord. Whatever process we invent ourselves, like in nowadays time, New Age, Kali Yuga, So many try to invent some program, you know, so-called spiritual program, with their own concoction of mantras and sadhana. But that's cheating. That's cheating. And this cheating will not elevate, will not attract the Lord. We will maybe feel well by doing that, but it will not connect us with the Supreme Lord. So only if one is fortunate, we will become connected with the Supreme Lord, with the program that is accepted by Him,
by Acharya, Acharya Sampradaya, they give us, by good fortune, we meet Guru, like Srila Prabhupada, who is giving us this program of sadhana bhakti and sankirtan, chanting the holy name. And so many devotees, so many persons who are lost in this maya samsara become attracted to this process, to the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. He is our ever well-wisher. And we come to him maybe out of different purposes, or I would say like arti, artadi, chikyasa, or jnana, out of something of these four, out of different anxieties, needing for help. But we're taking shelter in the proper address, the Guru. The proper address is the Guru, the empowered Guru of bonafide Sampradaya. If we are taking shelter in him, who is representing God's power and the process of what Krishna has given to Brahma, Chatus Loki, and Guru is not cheater, and he is just giving that process selfless, and the disciple has a desire to attain the Lord, to please the Lord. Then if you get this program and this sadhana bhakti, making this sadhana bhakti of what Guru gives us as our life and soul, as the worshipable process in our life, to always think about it, to this sadhana, or this process and this knowledge, and to never forget, then one can very quickly make progress towards becoming free of all anxieties of this, what binds us as material world, and one feel gradually become purified and attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to his lotus feet, and engaging with more determination, with more faith, fixed faith, and with ultimately love and devotion in Krishna's service. So stop here. Hare Krishna. Or is the Prabhupada? Maybe I have some question, yes?
So we're hearing of many different processes to worship Krishna for. It seems like many of the processes were recommended to those who had material desires, like Dhruva Maharaj, he had a process, and the Payoprata sacrifice. And how is it that Krishna is pleased, even though they performed some process, but the motive was more or less not totally pure, and at the end they realize that and they surrender, but how is it Krishna is pleased by people who perform a process with material desires or different gains?
Thank you very much. Very nice question. Yeah, because it's a recognized process. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Uddhava Gita, Krishna, he tells to Uddhava, there are only three authorized, by me recognized processes. This is Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Bhakti Kanda. That means Upasana Kanda. Upasana Kanda is Bhakti Kanda. Only besides of these three paths or khandas, there's nothing auspicious in this world. There's no other process auspicious besides of these three paths. No. Because if you're following karma khanda, therefore if you're following karma khanda according to authority, not in a concocted way, it leads to Jnana Kanda, and then ultimately to Upasana Kanda. So it's an uplifting. It's like in the Gita. Krishna speaks first about Karma Yoga, then Jnana, then Bhakti. This is the three topic of Gita. So Karma Kanda should not be rejected. Therefore, Vyasadeva,
Vyasadeva, he made a lot of emphasis in the Vedas about karma kanda and jnana kanda. Jnana kanda and karma kanda. Jnana and karma kanda. About these two paths. Bhakti kanda he mentioned also, but not sufficient. Therefore, he felt a little empty and not so much satisfied by writing a huge work of scriptures. Narada came, and Narada here, he chastised him, and he told Vyasadeva, you're not satisfied because he didn't glorified Krishna sufficiently and the process of bhakti yoga. And therefore you don't feel happy. But your intention to give the people karma kanda, especially fruitive activities, like that. Chastisable, because you thought you will give them something good, but actually give them poison. But we have to say this is Narada Muni's perception, because Narada Muni he doesn't want to waste time for karma and jnana. He only emphasized bhakti because that is his mission. That was Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, Prabhupada didn't want to engage us in karma yoga and jnana yoga and all these different yoga processes that nowadays are modern or popular. He doesn't want to, because his mission given by his guru is bhakti, very clear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And to follow a sadhana based on the pure principles of Rupa Goswami, based on the ultimate scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. The Panchama Purushartha Prema Pumarta Mahan. This is Lord Chaitanya's program. Above Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, there is Panchama, fifth goal, Prema Pumarta Mahan, to attain Krishna Prema. Problem is, even we are followers of Srila Prabhupada, many of us, we don't believe in that goal. And we hang up, in the lower processes. But the lower process, if we're always struggling on lower process, then we're not developing a satya sankalpa for, according to Lord Chaitanya's desire and actually our Guru Maharaj's desire, prema pumarta mahan, then our mission is a failure. It's a failure because we're only concentrating on externals. About different positions and what we all want to achieve inside of institution of ISKCON. And this is the problem. ISKCON is ultimately an instrument, but it's not the goal. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness is a part of Lord Chaitanya's branch of Sankhita movement. So we cannot invent something else. Otherwise we are deviating. Our goal is to attain this love. We have to work in this direction. And have least desire. We cannot attain on our own power. But Prabhupada, he gave us everything. We always say Prabhupada has given everything. But still we only are hanging up on external. Okay, I don't want to say more, sorry. I became a little emotional. Hare Krishna. Sorry.
so powerful, he's a demon, and he became powerful and he took the seat of Indra. So in Kaliyuga also we see there are so many demons, they are killing, cow killing and this one. So they have more power, demons are having more power than the devotees. So can you elaborate something on that?
No, this was already mentioned. You were not maybe in the beginning of the class. It must mention because Bali Maharaj, they also have Brahmanas. They're demons, you know, they also follow Brahminical culture, like Charasanda. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the 8th chapter, Adi Lila, it says Kaviraj Goswami describes Charasanda, he was a demon. He was worshipping Brahminical culture. He respected the Brahmanas above all. It was the highest principle, Brahminical culture. Because he knew where the power comes from the Brahminical culture. He didn't kill Brahmanas. It was only on the case of kings who were lower, whom he considered lower than him. Because that was the demoniac program. He wanted to conquer the world without surrendering to the Supreme Lord himself. He only cultivated Brahminical culture, respected the Brahmanas, and wanted to satisfy them, giving them dana, because this is the king. Like Krishna, Prabhupada said, there was no problem with Duryodhana. The only problem with Duryodhana, he did his job nice. The only problem with Duryodhana was... What was the problem? He was envious against the Pandavas, who were pure devotees and very dear devotees, eternal associates of Lord Krishna, the life and soul of Krishna. Krishna could not live without them, and they could not live without Krishna. That's Pandava. But they tolerated so much, and they never prayed to Krishna, do something. They tolerated, they knew the time will come. Demons will make mistake. Duryodhana will make mistake. He made already mistake. And everyone else was on side of Duryodhana, they make mistake. And ultimately it became destroyed. The time, Kala, will show everything. Right? You agree? Satisfied? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My question. Yeah.
There's Mataji first, sorry. Yeah, still have time.
Thank you so much for your class.
Hare Krishna. Yes, yes, it transcends. No, it transcends, but we are not there yet. So we still have to observe the nature and respect the nature, and not think now we are already there. We should not confuse the process. Prabhupada uplifted us there, you know. We're actually there, but also not there. Otherwise, we would not be in the material world anymore. Because if we would really on the transcendental platform, we would not go in so much small details and fighting and be ambitious and disturbed about so many things. Then you become like Kashyapa Muni, completely transcendental. You know, but we are not. Obviously, we are not transcendental now. Although we follow transcendental process. But we are not transcendental. Therefore, we have to see what is woman nature, what is man nature. It's, of course, the goal is the same. The process is the same. It's not that the one is higher and the other one is lower, and that only the man can make spiritual progress and woman not. No. But now that woman wants to take the same position like man and do the same job as man, that's a deviation from my point of view. Sorry. Only my point. Humble opinion. It's a good place to spell. No, here is one. Therefore I take him after. He will not ask.
Hare Krishna. Yep. I told them for getting set up Krishna, you need to follow our parents' command, because they are Guru Varga.
What do we have to follow?
For getting set up Krishna, that he attained Krishna, we should follow commands of our parents.
Yes.
But many times we see that our parents, they are not willing to see us perform devotional service.
You still respect them externally, internally, the practice, your way. Like Raghunath Das. When Raghunath Das met Lord Chaitanya in Shantipur, he was a young man. So he wanted to actually always join Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya told him, no, because you're still too young and your parents are very much attached to you. They have a program for you. They have expectations for you. They will not be happy if you join me. Therefore, you should not do it now. You should go back and take externally follow all the processes or the expectations of your parents, and internally your heart you give to me and to Krishna, and very soon Krishna will deliver you if you think like that, if you are absorbing inside. Because many times we do something fanatically externally with the parents, and I have my own experience how I did with my mother and family. I was very unripe, very fanatical in that time, but I don't blame myself now. It was the time. We all know how it was. So we did so many unripe things in a fanatical way, how we saw the mother and relatives and ignored them and even thought they are demons. But it was not proper. No? It was not proper. It's better you show some respect. Because mother, for her you are always the son. Never mind. Even if you are a Hare Krishna devotee, you're still her son. Like my mother, I met her, I never met her at home. I met her always on Sankirtan when I was distributing books. I met her, she was working in a small kiosk in a little store selling all kinds of things. And whenever I was in that city, I met her. And because she was influenced of media, mainstream medias, nowadays very popular, misinformation, maybe half truth, half not. So she became influenced and she thought, I'm in sect, I'm in very dangerous situation. But I was in book distribution and I was determined. And then only before she passed away some years ago, maybe 10 years ago, so because I married. When I was Brahmachari, I married in the year 2000, and my mother became very happy. She completely changed. Brahmachari, she could not understand. Like many mothers in India, whenever they see saffron, they see blank, dead. It's like shaking, terrifying them. So I invited her to my wedding. She came with my godfather, Götti, Pate. So they came, and she became very, since that time, we got a nice relationship. Nice. And I also visited her. She came to our place. And they have many deities. Many deities. And she was looking at them and she says, oh, this, and she even touched one. Oh, this one looks very, very, very cute. And she became very happy. And she even sometimes told Krishna, although she never accepted officially Krishna or any book, only the cookbook I gave her one time, any other book she didn't accept. But then she came and glorified Krishna, the deity Krishna. She got prasadam. And then one time she asked me, you're still practicing this Hare Krishna process? And distributing, and say, and then I say, yes, of course. You know, I'm still doing the same thing, you know, as before. You know, just in householder life now. But I'm still doing the same. Is it wrong? I ask her, and say, no, this is very good. Would be very strange after so many years to change something. Okay, don't be too fanatic like we were. Be nice with them. Like Yudhisthira was always nice, although the response was not always nice. It's achatra shatru. So we are followers of Yudhisthira, not of those who are always agitated in the mind and in the culture and have no ethics. So you have to show ethics and principles. And still be a normal person. Normal with them. Because then they will never accept you as sadhu. In family, they never accept a sadhu. A family member is not a sadhu for the family. They see only you as son, daughter, relative, you know, one of us. Don't expect that. This is our false expectation, and this is our unripeness, unripeness of our. We are not grown up enough. If you become more grown up and guided also by the proper behavior of examples, then with the time and be patient, then the parents will ultimately respect that. They will see something good in you. No. But you have to be patient. And tolerant. And don't take offense when they speak something very bad, you know. Or argue with them. It's useless. Say, yes, you're right, Hare Krishna. And still change some subject. Okay, stopping here. Hare Krishna, Grüße Prabhupada, Granta Raj Simha Bhagavatam, Ki Chaya.